Okay. Says the Mechaber, Eiladaber, one should not speak bein tefila and tefila sapayim, between when they finish their davening and they start the tachanun. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia which discusses the background behind that. He loses the potency, so to speak, of the tefila. There seems sort of half sake at that point. And when we do nefila sapayim, says the Mechaber, we go to our left side, like on our left arm. So comes along the Ramon and says, Yesh oimrim de yesh lahatos atzad yamin. He argues and says, no, we go to the right side. Morning. V'ha'ikr, the main thing is, lahatos b'shachris kishyesh bo tefillin b'smolo. When you have tefillin, again, you're righty, so you have tefillin on your left-hand side. So then when you do shachris time, atzad yamin. That way, that then you do, if you lean down on your right arm, mishum kavod tefillin, because you don't want to lie down. Well, you know, it's like disrespectful to the tefillin to do the tefillin on top of them. That doesn't mean va'arvis, really means by marv, because there's obviously no tachan. It means by mincha, which is, I guess, close to marv, close to dark. So b'mincha, va'arvis, oh, kishyeshlo tefillin b'smolo, or if you have tefillin on your left arm, then yata outside, I'm sorry. Yes, I was wrong. Because she'ein lo tefillin b'smol. That's what I meant. But when you don't have tefillin on your left hand, then yata al yad small. So as we do by mincha time, we go on the left arm. V'achar shenafal aponav yagbia rosho v'is chanein ma'at miyushav. So after you finish that, and you sit up a little bit, you say some more tachanunim, more tchinos, more supplications. V'chol ma'akam u'ma'akam l'fi minhago. So we'll see what that means. But when you say each part of the tachanun, you follow the minhag of where you're at. We don't know what to do. V'chatzi kaddish, then you say the chatzi kaddish, you say ashrei, lamanatzeach. V'afil b'yom she'ein omrim tachanun, and even on days when you're not going to say tachanun, omrim lamanatzeach, milvad, except for Rosh Chodesh, v'chanukah, upurim, v'erev Pesach, v'erev Yom Kippur, v'tisha b'av. So those are the exceptions to the rule. Okay. Fine, that's the Mechaber, that's the Ramah, so is the Machlokas, about what arm to lean on by Shachas, so now we'll speak this out. In Sivkan Aleph, begins the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Ledaber, why Da'al Yidei Zeh, Ein Techinaso, Shemis Chanein, B'Nefilas Apayim, Miskabelas Kolkach. It loses its potency if there was some sort of hefsek in between. V'davka Shemafsik Ba'oisek B'Dvar Macherim Legamrei. This would be if you totally do something totally unconnected to it. Avasicha Ba'alma, but speaking, Leislon Ba'al, is not considered to be a hefsek, especially if it is related to the tefillah or Letzarch tefillah. So, for example, Rabbi Simon once gave a mashal. You tell the person, "Can you please close the window?" Right. So that's not considered a hefsek. V'davka shelo be'es sheshliach tzibur choizer hatzvila. This provided that they haven't even started the chazor sashatz. To us, at that point, once they've started, right, tzorach lishtok, you have to be quiet. Lahazin heitev, to pay very close attention. Kol bracha v'bracha, every single bracha. K'leil b'sim kuf chav dalid sif dalid. V'chol shkein l'dvar kedusha. Certainly for a Dover Kedusha. Kigon Mash and Mafsig Bitachinois Kigon Vahu Rachum. So you think about it, we say, like on a Monday and a Thursday, we say Vahu Rachum before we do Nefilas Apayim, right? So why isn't that a hefsek? You just said something before you did Nefilas Apayim. Says, no, that's part of it. That's not a problem. Bevadai mutter lahafsik. It's still interesting called a hefsek, because that's really technically made. Now, Nusach Sfar does not do that. Eidah Hamzrach does not do that.
They say Al-Kainav Le-Kainav was saying that.
Right.
They also say something between. So,
V'afilu b'toch nefilas apayim gam ki mutar la'anos amen yesh mirab. You could answer v'chol dava kedusha, anything. That's interesting. See how it says mutar over here? They bring in the deer shoe. They're really your chayiv. That's number four over here. He says v'afshkos mishmur mutar das v'chayin kaneski zatzal v'sosim tshuva shekavano so means shechayiv la'anos. You have to. Then he continues in the deer shoe. It says v'im hischil hashatz. Loimer kaddish la'acher hatachanun. Right, so let's say they're davening very quickly, and you're still in the middle of tachanun. They've already finished. They're saying this. So what do you do? Right, bojim is palo no filapaim. You're still in the middle of your nefilas apayim. So he quotes das v'chayin kanievsky. That's all she'ena tzorech la'amod. You don't need to stand up. Right, ela yane kaddish b'yeshiva. That's an important klal to know, that if you are sitting when kaddish begins, you're not required to stand. If you were standing when kaddish begins, you're required to remain standing. But you're sitting in the middle of tachanun, not doing this, so just sit and answer from where you're at. Yeah, he says in the next one, he says in five, Ulam Bamir's Vahibin Soa, they're really ahead of you. Kosovo should shave it. Halevi, Revozno Zatzal, Shlo Yafsik. You should not interrupt for that. V'chin l'miras aleinu, you don't get up from they're really fast, you're on aleinu, and you're still holding by a tachanun. Af shedin hu la'omro yachad im tzibur, these things are really supposed to be saying with the tzibur. That's what Chaim Kanievsky, that's all. Shelo yafsik, you should not interrupt for it. Okay, that was what? That was Dirshu 4 and 5. So where are we up to? I lost my spot. Okay, but off. Oh, that was okay. Good. Bein to thank you. So not to speak between mihu. However, im over v'dibra. If you did the wrong thing and you did speak, pshita tzarech libel upon me. You still do it, right? It's not like okay, I spoke. So now it's off. You do that. Mutal his palo b'makom echad. You could daven your shmona esrei in one place in the shul v'libel b'makom acher, and do nifilas b'ayim like in the other side of the shul. The ashlo yafsik pens. I mean, just walking to another place or moving, whatever it is, that's not considered to be a hefsik. Kishu gimel, kishu noifil aponav, hine. Nefilas apayim shenahagu bo b'yomim noroyim, rishonim, what they used to do originally back in the day, hayabaderech kida. They would lie down flat on the floor. The hainalipol aponav, on the face, hits the floor, aretz ashlo pishut yadayim v'raglayim, right, without spreading out their hands and feet. The achshav, and nowadays, lo nahagu lipol apnehim mamish. We don't really go on the floor. Ela b'hatayas rosh v'kisui haponim bilvad. We put our head down and we cover our face. V'no'agin l'kasos haponim b'beged. You actually have a cloth, a clothing, something covering a talis or something like that, but not skin on skin. V'lo dai b'kisa hayad shenof haponim alea. It's not enough just to have your hand over it. Your hand and your head, your face, are one body. A hand can't cover it. A body can't cover one part of yourself. You can't conceal yourself. So that's why you have to have like a jacket, or if you're not wearing a jacket, just long sleeves, you know that. You put your talus, something like that. Who was it? It was Trump's lawyer. Right, he was bareheaded, and he wanted to make a bracha, so he put his head. But remember this, he put his hand over his head to make a drink of water. Someone from Atlanta, I forgot his name, like that. But you see, clearly, Mr. Burr says that's not correct. That you can't cover your head with your hand. That's the same thing. You can go like this. This is counts, but you can't. You put your hand on it. Okay, ad sad small. You go on your left side. Because when you're davening, we understand that the Shekhinah is facing us. So to our left, Shekhinah miyamino. The Shekhinah is now on our right, right? Shenemar Hashem tzilcha yad yiminecha. Hashem is your shadow on your right side. V'nimzik is yumate muta al smolo ponav klape shchina. So on your left side is facing the shchina. V'im hayam muta al yad yimino hayal hefech. If you would go to your right side, then that'd be to caveat to the left side. V'lo yitochin le'evelios achori ponav klape adonav. Right? So it would be improper. You have to understand, like, you know, imagine Kiviyachol, like, across from you. So your left is to the right, and your right is to the left. So you won't go to the right, because that's, like, the left side, the weak side of the Shekhinah. Atzad yamin, hey, ki ha-Shekhinah neged ha-Adam, right? The Shekhinah is corresponding to us. V'nimsa shmol ha-Shekhinah k'neged yamino, k'shu mate al yamino, ha-Shekhinah k'neged yichavein, smolo tachas roshi, v'yamino tichabkeni. Right? This is a pasuk from, I think, Shir HaShirim, right? With his left hand is under my head, and he embraces me, he hugs me with his right hand. We always call this pasuk around Sukkot time. I think it's Rabbi Kiv Eger, I think it's Rebbe Label, I think is Label Eger, says the Vort, that's the Sukkah, right? To feel that hug, v'yamino tichabkeni, the right hand. So you have an arm like this, so that's two walls and a tefach, right? That's the word they say. Va'ikr, what's the main thing? V'chein das ha'taz, v'amogin avram, she'ein l'shamas v'minhag zeh. We don't change this. This is how we do it. We go to our what? To our left hand. V'chein nohagu ha'olam. Now watch this footnote in 9. This is Ramosha's famous shita. He brings it over here. Ramosha used to do tachnun in the morning on both arms. Both hands. How is that? Look at it. Shut Igus Moshe, quotes the source for you. Kasa Sheminago Haya Lipo Apaim Kishimuta al Shte Yadov Ubir Sheinze Soiser Eshachras Ramatara Stira. Came in Shenikar Lamayan Sheroitza Letseis Beze Es Shte Hadeos. He wanted to be Yotze both Deos. So what would it mean? So Ramosha would have his tefillin on his left hand side. So he'd go like this. He'd have his right hand on top And then like that, and then do that. If that's not your minhag, you shouldn't change.
She was not directly on the tefillin because the
right.
Was on
but he had his yotzi of both. He did both shitas. The iter yad. What about a lefty? Right. So lefty is not going to have the tefillin on their left hand. They're going to have the tefillin on their right arm by shachris. So what do they do? Because prima gadim shav shachris yata outside small. So then you go on the left side. Uva mincha yesh list topics. Now what do you do by mincha time? L'maisa kosev hagoyin of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg zatzal yata al smolo af b'mincha. So he goes left even by mincha time. Right. Okay. Interesting. That was what? That was 9? Oh, I skipped the parentheses. Vafil hagro the sover.
This is not a reflection on you. It's a reflection on the Shechina.
Probably. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, how you relate vis-a-vis the Shechina. I think so. Yeah. I'm assuming that's what the svar is. But it doesn't say it exactly, but yeah. Afilu agro, the sover to ikar, kemechaber, right? The gro holds, really, the you fall like the Yosef Karo, the mechaber. The tamid, always, all small, you always do that. Mikom wakam, imis palo, the base of medresh, va olam nohagu, keharama, and they're following the ramah, you go on the right side. Mikom wakam, osu lishanas bishum, losis go to do. That's an interesting, concern not to do it in a different arm because you're going to look different than everyone else. But shidichsibah ha'omid miyamin ha'aron tosh yate rosho ma'at klape ha'aron. You should have his head facing a little bit. Zion is arvis. It's not really arvis because there is no tachanu by marv. It's really shachris. Really, it's mincha. I mean, but it's lomer litzad arvis dehind of mincha. I mean, close to marv time, close to shchi, whatever it is. She'ein ane nohagin lehaniach tefillin. We're not putting on tefillin by mincha time. Umi shemei niach tefillin, person who does put on tefillin by mincha time, gam sham yipol ad yamino. He should still do it on his right arm because he has tefillin left. Va'ayim bechay adam shemitzade da'az yuchel lismo chaldas hagro filipa al small. He brings you could do it on the Vilna Gaon sheet again. It's always on the left side. Okay. Lefi minhago. The Medinos Elu Nohagin Loimar Rachum V'chan, that's what we do, right? Tes Lomar V'anachne Lo Neda Lefishim His Palau Nu Bechol Inyan Sheyuchel Adam Hispal. We do every single type of tefillah you have. Be yeshiva, we sit. V'amida, we stand. But even spine, and even on our with our heads down. K'moshe also Moshe Rabbeinu all of us are like Moshe Shneimar Ve'eshe Bahar. Right, V'anochi Amadeti Bahar Ve'esnapel Esnapal Lefnei Hashem. Right, all we learn this from Moshe. We have nothing else. We have no other ammunition. We did everything we could. The Roy Lomer should be sitting for that. Meaning you stand up for that. I'm the Shlo in Achronim. Okay, we got it and we finished. Have a good day, everybody.